Yeah, there's a lot at stake for both teams. Obviously, Castleford, if they win, they get the league leaders. But if we get the result, we manage to consolidate its place in the top four, and gives us a little bit of gap over of the teams like St Helens, Wigan, and Huddersfield. So, hell of a lot to play for, and really excited about the derby tomorrow.
It would be pretty good as well, maybe just to spoil the party, wouldn't it? From Wakefield's point of view, sort of securing a bit of a semi-final place, making Cass wait a little bit longer.
Well, it would, mate. Yeah, it'd be great to spoil the party. But we know that we're looking at the squad Cassford have put out. They've got a full-strength team out there. It's going to be a hell of a game. And we know how close it was the last time. The beat is on the bell last time down at the Beaumont Legal Stadium, so we're expecting another close encounter.
Chris, it's Derek here. I mean, your first two games in the Super 8s were disappointing, of course, but you certainly get a reaction against Leeds last week, and your boys must be full of confidence going into this one.
100%. Yeah, we felt that, probably two of the biggest games of the season, the St Helens game and the Huddersfield game, we let ourselves massively down. We wanted a response, and I think last week was a true reflection of, the Wakefield of 2007. I thought the effort from minute one to minute 80 were fantastic, and we got back to somewhere near where we need to be if we want to get into the semi-finals.
And I know you've just bought Jordan Baldwinson in from Leeds. What will he bring to the side?
Well, we've after the deadline, so he'll come next season. But mate, he's a good, young, hungry English front rower. The opportunities that he wanted at Leeds, but we're a club that gives opportunities to young kids, and if you're playing well, you generally keep your spot. So really delighted to have Jordan in the squad for 2018 and 2019.
Yeah, I think Featherstone Rovers fans are a little bit gutted. They're not going to be able to see him anymore because I think he's become a bit of a favourite over there, Chris.
Yeah, he's been going well. I've watched a hell of a lot of Featherstone's games. He's been out on Joel Reg at Featherstone. He's done particularly well. And like I said, he's probably got a little bit of a point to prove. He's only still very, very young. And, the kid just wants to play football. And, we can probably give him that opportunity. Like I said, if he's trains hard in the off season, then he'll get an opportunity in the friendlies. And like I said, if he plays well, he keeps his spot. It's entirely up to Jordan.
What about your team for tomorrow night? You welcoming back Mason Cate and Brown? Anything else you're worried about at all?
Mate, we've got Craig. He'll be back as well in the 19. He'll probably play some part tomorrow night. He's been struggling with a knee for a number of weeks. He's very, very experienced player that we've missed. He brings a different dimension to Wakefield and the way that we play. So there were two welcome additions. We lost Joe Rundle. He's touch and go whether he's going to be okay for Thursday. I've not named him in the squad as of yet, but we'll see how he is. We've got another training session about 10 o'clock this morning, so we'll see how Joe is. And there's a big doubt as well over Kyle Wood, who I thought were absolutely outstanding for us last week, probably as best player. He's hurt his foot, he's been in a boot all week, but we'll see how he goes today. So yeah, two big losses, but we've got some good quality depth in the side, and confident in the guys that come in will do a really good job.
Is it one of the easiest team talks to do ahead of a local derby, especially after, like you mentioned it earlier on, them just beating you on the hooter at the Beaumont Legal Stadium earlier on the season? Does that make it a very, very easy team talk?
Listen, the press are making it very easy for us as well. They're telling us that the league leader shield's coming down on Thursday night, and they're going to present it to Castleford on Thursday night. So that's some motivation as well for the guys. All we've heard about the last few days is, the party that they're going to have on Friday night, and the league leaders' shield's going to be down at Castleford. So my team talk will be pretty easy on Thursday night. It's a game that we're all looking forward to. Like I say, it's a massive derby, and hopefully nothing between the two sides.
Now, like you say, I mean, you've got your own sort of like targets for the rest of this season. Wakefield have had a fantastic season.
Mate, we've had a really good season. We don't want it to end. It's we can achieve a little bit of, you know, we can achieve something this year. And it's the first time a club of Wakefield Trinity have been involved in a semi-final series. There's plenty of, I think there's four games to go now, but 21 years of Super League, have not been in a semi-final of a grand final. So that's a massive achievement in itself if we can actually get there. But listen, we've been really happy with the way we've gone this year. We spoke all season about our pre-season, about trying to get in the top eight and making some improvements. And, you know, we've seen some really good progress both on the field and off it as well. So, yeah, we're delighted. But there's a hell of a lot of hard work to be done now between now and the end of the season. Like you said, we've got a fantastic opportunity to get into a semi-final.
Yeah, into the semi-final. I tell you what, we were discussing this earlier and think, a Cass Wakey grand final, that would be pretty awesome.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah, they'd certainly sell it out, that's for sure. But like I said, there's a hell of a lot of hard work to be done between now and then. We'll just keep trying to knock off these wins, and who knows what can happen. But listen, you know, Castleford have been fantastic this year. I think Dallas done a great job with them, and they deserve all the plaudits. And you know, they're probably a benchmark for more Super League clubs, including ourselves. So, yeah, it's a game that we're all looking forward to, and bring on Thursday night.